Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with today is called Divine Healing, and this is part 11. We're still dealing with the topic, and Jesus healed him. We're going further into the scriptures today in the New Testament. This audio plus the next two audios will deal with the ministry of Jesus and what he did in the ministry of the healing ministry, that is. The scriptures clearly define what he did. Now, remember, please, also, that the Bible, the Word of God, is absolute truth and final authority. Also, please remember that Jesus said that he says and does only what the Father says to do and does. Jesus was the will of the Father manifested on the earth. So when we look at his ministry, we know exactly what the Father will and will not do. But God the Father was always interested in healing his people. We're dealing also with a subtopic, which is called, and Jesus healed them all. Through some of these scriptures, you will actually see Jesus healed everybody. Now let us turn to Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, or the good news of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. Verse 24. Then his fame went out through all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Often we can see some medical conditions are caused by spiritual oppression from Satan and his devils or demons. This can be alleviated, this can be corrected by the power of God in a believer working in authority with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. Now when Jesus had come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all those who were sick, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. What is important to see here, it says, the Word of God says, and he healed all that were sick, not just some, but all. At the same time, some people were demon-possessed, so he cast those spirits out as well. But what's interesting to see here also is in verse 15, it says, so he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Jesus laid hands upon the woman. This is called a ministry of laying on of hands, as well as casting out the devils and as well as healing. It says he healed them all. This healing we're talking about is physical healing to the physical body. We're not talking about spiritual healing, because when you're born again, your spirit is changed and converted into righteousness. You don't need healing there. It's your physical body that you need the healing. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And it says, Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, which is the good news, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Quite clearly we say in this scripture, Jesus healed them all. It's very important to understand as we go through these scriptures, Jesus healed them all, and not just some, but all. We are also talking about the fact that he healed all types of sicknesses and every type of disease. What Jesus was teaching them was their covenant rights in God that belonged to them through the Abrahamic covenant. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 and then 7 to 8. In these following scriptures, we see the true will of God revealed through Christ Jesus. Verse 1, And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease. Verse 7 and verse 8. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Here we can also see that Jesus delegated his authority to the disciples around him. Today, as born-again believers, that authority has been given to us also to go out, lay hands upon the sick, and they will be healed and recover, and to cast out demons. That authority and that healing ministry did not stop with Jesus alone. It was transferred to the apostles. It was transferred to the born-again believer of today. Let us now go to Mark chapter 1, verses 40 to 42. This is a story about Jesus healing the leper, starting at verse 40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." Here we can see the will of God very clearly. The leper was asking him, "If it's your will, you can heal me." And Jesus said, "It is my will, be clean or be healed." Here we see quite clearly in black and white, the will of God is to heal people. In verse 42, it says, "As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed." Let us now go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. Please take note of this scripture. It's very important, I believe. Read for verse 15. "But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all." Please understand what the scripture is saying is a great multitude of people. We're talking about hundreds to thousands of people following him. But it says he healed them all. Not some, but he healed them all. The word of God is called the gospel. What is gospel? It's good news. What is the good news? You don't have to come under Satan's oppression and you don't have to be sick. In the name of Jesus, God can remove those things from you with the power of God, with the Holy Spirit, with his anointing, in the precious name of his Son, Jesus Christ, who defeated sickness and disease. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this audio message on healing. We'll continue on the next audio message with more scriptures of how Jesus healed them all. Thank you and God bless.